From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A prominent figure in the Bangkok protests is on life support today after being struck in the head by a sniper's bullet, General Khatia Sawadipon, also known as Sedang, or Red Commander. He was a fabled counterinsurgency commander, an author and TV host who broke with the Thai government and became head of security for the red-shirted protesters who have challenged what they claim is an illegitimate regime. They've been demonstrating in the streets of the Thai capital for more than 2 months now. Sedang was shot as he was being interviewed by Thomas Fuller, the New York Times correspondent in Bangkok. We reached Fuller earlier, and we asked him to describe what happened today. A warning, his description was graphic.
Sedang was in this barricaded area, and he was talking to a scrum of reporters, and that winnowed down to myself and my interpreter, his people surrounding him. And I asked him a question, and he got halfway through answering it, and a shot rang out, sounded like a firecracker. And he just dropped. The bullet wound looked like it was in his forehead. His eyes were wide open, and he seemed quite lifeless.
How far away from you was he when he was struck by the shot?
We were face to face. We were about 2 feet apart.
Now tell us about what his message was today. I gather that other leaders of the red shirts of the protesters have been talking to the government to reach some kind of agreement. He considers them a sellout for doing that.
Exactly. He called the other protest leaders wimps, and he wanted to continue the fight. He said this was a lot more unconventional than the usual battles he was accustomed to, but he was ready to defend his barricade. So he was an impediment to this particular phase of the crisis being resolved and the protesters going home.
I assume Sedang was a well-known figure. The Thais were aware of this man. He was a famous person. Was he a central person to the protests in Bangkok?
He's a very colorful person. I think colorful is probably a euphemism. I mean, he was a bit wacky. He was provocative. He was defiant. And it was a mystery to a lot of people why he couldn't be reined in. A military is not supposed to have renegade generals on the loose for as long as he was. But I don't think anyone saw him more than a mysterious, charismatic renegade soldier.
If it's possible to sum up what it is that's at issue and what has these people out in the streets of the capital and what their grievance is, how do you do that? What is this all about?
It's a contentious question to ask. It's a contentious question to answer in Thailand, because where did this begin is almost like a Balkan question. You know, who committed the first wrong? I think it's fair to say that it started with the administration of a man named Thaksin Shinawat. He's a billionaire tycoon who was prime minister in the early part of the last decade for 5 years. And he was a very strong personality. He was very popular in rural areas, and he was deposed in a coup in 2006. There have been elections since then, and Thaksin's allies won the elections, but it's a more complicated story than that. They were removed through court orders, etc. But the protesters would nonetheless say that this government is illegitimate.
But this is a worsening of the situation in Bangkok that you're describing right now.
It's certainly a continuing of the situation. This all flows from Sedang's the shooting. Things could get a lot worse in Bangkok. I'm crouching in my hotel room right now because the hotel across the street has been fired into, and unfortunately my window in this room keeps me kind of exposed, so not ideal circumstances. And now there have been clashes in a park right nearby, and clashes right on the street below me in a main intersection in the business district. I also heard an explosion that sounded like a grenade going off. Yes, I think it's fair to say that the things are deteriorating this evening. I don't know how bad they'll get, though.
Thomas Fuller of the New York Times in Bangkok, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley told reporters today that the U.S. is watching the violence in Bangkok closely. "We are very concerned," he said. In response to the unrest, the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok will be closed tomorrow.